The following podcast is a part of RadioMisfits.com.
All right, we are here for a very special episode, a Misfit Melodrama episode, with none other than Evan Richter from Hot Clown.
Hello.
All right, tell us a little bit about what you do with Hot Clowns.
Yeah, my pleasure, Lauren. Nice to see you again. Nice to have me on. Thanks for having me on, you know. I really appreciate the time and seeing your face. Hot Clown, you know, well, it's a clown company here in Chicago. It started about 4 years ago, 2019. It all began because two people, Peyton Storrs and Sadie Walton, they wanted to produce a show in Chicago called Hot Clown Sex. So they put out an audition notice, and a handful of us auditioned, unrelated to one another. There's eight of us in the group, and we all had comedy backgrounds. Most of us clown in some way, but some of us sketch and improv and things like that. So they just happened to cast seven people. Well, actually, I guess six people, because there was two of them, who really loved clown. And we all vibed really well together and created the show called Hot Clown Sex. That was a fusion of clown theater and traditional Chicago sketch, which I think is what made our show as successful as it was when we first started. It's because it had elements of familiarity with our audiences, but also a lot of new things as well. Audience interaction, you know, there was improv that mm-hmm. was rooted in more physicality. And it was really exciting. People really latched on to the content. So we've been doing it ever since.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. I love it. It's like you gave them something that was familiar they could bite on, and then gave them something they didn't realize they even
exactly.
needed. Which
exactly.
Exactly. The clown. Yeah. That's what Oprah did that.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them, what is it? Sell them what they want, give them what they need.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. That's the Hot Clown. In a nutshell, there we go. And you get to, I have a soundboard. It's fun. We're
going
to get to perform together in Chicago. I'm so excited. April 11th at Lincoln Lodge. And then the next day, you're premiering your show as well.
Yes. Yes. It's great timing. We're going to, you know, try out some new bits for your show and see how it hits with the audience. So the next day we're doing it all ourselves again.
Super fun. Yeah. So come check it out. Misfit Variety Show, Lincoln Lodge, April 11th. I hope to see y'all there. So what we're going to do now is we're going to do a segment that's actually in the show. We do this live with the audience. We'll submit stories, and then my character Carmella will read the stories aloud. These are anonymous stories. Crazy Misfit Story says, share a standout moment where you felt like a misfit, whether it was your family or in the world at large. What makes the moment stand out to you? So I'm going to bring on my character, Carmella, and she will read these with you.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, and I always say this. This is always, we're going to riff on more how we're fucked up. It's not anything about anyone else. The person we make fun of the most is ourselves.
Love it.
All right. Hello, Evan.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. I'm Carmella. Hi. I just come up all of a sudden. Sorry. All right. So nice to meet you. Well, you met Lauren in France at Gallier. How fancy. Must be nice. Okay. Yeah. So, yes, they studied clown together.
It's true.
Yes, they're so dedicated. I can't stand it. Okay, let's look at some stories. I'm going to flip through here. Let's see. What do I look interesting? Okay, here we go. In the fourth grade, this is what the person wrote. In fourth grade, I got braces the same day as my first concert with my dad. I went to school with a lisp just to share with my entire class. It was ZZ Top's. Okay, all right. Nice for her. Okay.
It's funny. I had braces. Yeah. I had braces at an unfortunate time. It was, I had braces like 9th to 11th grade, which is just like the worst time to have braces. Everyone else already had them. My girlfriend, my freshman year of high school, we both had braces and we did get locked up. Let me kiss.
Okay. Now we need to rewind. Locked up. How did this work exactly when you got locked up?
You know, have you had braces, Carmella? Have you ever had braces? You have beautiful teeth.
I was before braces.
Okay, so you never experienced the metal in the mouth. Well, there's a lot of you know, nooks and crannies. So we kissed on the stairs of our history building. I never forget. And my braces got hooked into her braces, and we got stuck. We got stuck together.
So, like, your front tooth is connected to someone else's front tooth.
Yes. And it's like you have to, like, kind of, you know, maneuver your way to get out of that situation. But it was glorious. It was very clown. It was, you know, before I even knew what clowning was, I was doing it, you know.
Yeah, that basically sounds like a really fun clown bit. Because it would be fun if you actually hooked people up by the front teeth together and see what they did, you know,
yes.
Just to see.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
I mean, it's dangerous. It's kind of entertaining because you're like, will they rip their teeth out?
Right.
Will there be blood? I'd pay to see it. I'd do that.
Same.
I was pre-braces. They went to ZZ Tops. I love it. Sometimes people just put in heartwarming stories. Like, my dad took me somewhere. I went on vacation with my family. I'm like, good for you. Okay.
That's lovely. Yeah.
That's nice. It's good. Sometimes we need the good with the bad. Okay, let's see this one. I have a habit of solo traveling at least one time per year. Example, this year I will travel to Ibiza, London, and both. Another one. Just throwing it in our faces. Last 2 years, I traveled to Barcelona and cruised back to Miami.
That's all it says?
Right. People can submit stories by calling, leaving a voicemail at 646-WANG. 0x1. We just get random numbers and make do. Wang's, please try to. We want the embarrassing stuff.
I mean, I can only imagine what happens. Well, the thing with the solo trips in general, like if something embarrassing happens and no one's there to see it or tell anyone else about it, did it happen at all? You know what I mean?
That's right. And pre all the Facebook stuff, the Insta snaps, did we even? I don't know. Did it happen? Did I go? But I kind of liked it because then I could do stuff and then no one would ever know.
Right.
So that was good. I didn't see the thing is I didn't need people to know to get validation. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Do you need people to know what you're doing to get validation, Evan?
You know, as much as I'd like to say no, I think that if I were to look in the mirror and be truthful with myself, the answer is more yes than no. I do like to be validated, both in my art. You know, I like it's clown. You know, you need an audience. You need people to show up. Otherwise, what are you doing?
So do you feel like then because of clown, do you feel like you more look to see what people are responding to, even in just real life?
100%. No doubt in my mind.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're more sensitive.
Yeah, I would say so. If anything, it's weird because it's a sensitivity. More in tuned, because I'm not sensitive in the sense I don't get upset when people don't give me what I'm looking for, but rather more curious of the why for myself. Like what can I do better or more engaging to warrant their attention? Because attention, you know, it's a commodity. And there's so many things that are trying to grab our attention as humans, especially now that I never want to blame the audience for not liking my content. Ever. It's always me. 9 out of 10 times it's me.
Of course. Well, of course. I hate that. I have to go to comedy shows because of Lauren. It's so annoying. I go there. So all these stand-ups, I didn't like your joke. Oh, well, you can't take a joke? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Not funny. How about that?
Yeah. Exactly.
I almost threw my martini at someone once. I couldn't stand him. Okay.
Oh, my God.
But I say stand-ups can be annoying, as you know, as clowns. Because isn't there the rivalry? Stand-ups make fun of clowns?
Yes.
Or clowns make fun of stand-up more, maybe.
I think it's funny. There's rivalries between comedy communities is interesting to me. And there's improv. You know, Chicago's an improv town. So, you know, the clown community we're kind of like the underdogs, you know, like the improv theaters have all the people and the clown theaters were definitely trying to pull teeth to get people in the door. But we try to, you know, create a space. You know, I have a Journey, a member of our group. She has a show called Clown versus Improv, where we get improvisers and clowns up together to play with one another. And it's very fun. And so, yeah, we're trying to bridge that gap. But
yeah, it's good. There's a show when Lauren went to the show in Los Angeles. It was where they took stand up and clown. They torture stand ups with clown. It was amazing. I went to that. I was so fun to watch them quivering.
Yes. Chad Damiani. That's his show.
Yes.
That's his show.
The Chad guy.
The Chad guy.
That's good. He was on the podcast too. Oh. Well, we haven't put out his episode yet. A lot to do. But we interviewed him. It was fun. Okay, here we go. My family is devoutly Catholic, and we were visiting my older sister in college one weekend. I was in high school, and I was more or less atheist at the point. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah. But my parents didn't know, and I would come up with any excuse not to go.
Okay.
Without religious trauma, it says. Anyways, I was forced to go, and it was Easter weekend. And it was something. Not sure if it was incense. Oh, it was pallid something. Not sure if it was incense or lack of AC, but I fully passed out in the middle of the service.
Wow.
That was it. Wow. I wonder if they thought she was having a religious experience.
That was my first thought. Overtaken by the Lord.
There we go. Oh, my God. Yeah, I can see. So she basically just went there and passed out. Well, it's a good way to just to get them off your back.
That's true. It's like, look what happens. Look what happens when you take me to the house of worship. I'm overcome.
Yeah.
I can relate to this. Not that I've ever passed out in a church. I haven't. Nor am I Catholic. I'm a Jewish individual. But growing up, going to synagogue, there would always be this trend where all of the kids, you know, the teenagers, we would sneak out of the services and we'd hang out in the bathrooms. And we would, like, you know, talk about whatever. We would just, like, you know, find the food, hide it in the kitchen, and then, like, eat it in the bathrooms. It was like the
Did you guys like smoke weed or something?
We didn't. It wasn't, you know, the whole pen culture, you know, like the more subtle ways to smoke weed. That wasn't really a thing when I was in high school. So, you know, you're not ripping blunts in the synagogue. You know, you're not going to do that.
Right.
So, no, we just didn't want to be at the service, I think, more than anything else.
It's boring.
It's boring.
What can you do? A lot of them, you know, they don't really make it that exciting. I was Catholic, you know, I guess I am. I don't really go to church anymore. It's so boring.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, here he goes again. And it just, but I love the ones. I love the priests. I will admit, I do enjoy services when it's a theater person who was forced to become a priest or became a priest and gave up the theater, because they get all into it.
Yeah, the kind of, what's it called? The Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat kind of style of.
Kind of like that. Kind of. You know, it's fun because I guess you see them everywhere. People who were really performers and then quit to do whatever in life. And then when they have an opportunity to speak or perform in other people, they get very excited. Yeah. It's very cute. Yeah. And they do all the things they learned back in, like, 12th grade.
The best is when you find, like, a salesman or, like a car salesman who, like, obviously has an MBA and, like, went to, you know, theater school, but then, went a different path. And they're just, like, trying to sell you this car. And you're like.
Right.
I feel like.
So cute.
Yeah.
So cute.
I respect the performance. I'm not going to buy the car, but I respect the performance.
Yeah, it's good, you know? Like, they get up there and they do all that. They get into it. It's, like, it's cute watching someone live their dream even just for one moment.
Mm, well said.
Because the rest of the time, they're miserable fucking people putting their misery on everyone else. But for that one moment.
Yeah.
They're kind of okay.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got here? All right. So this was actually, these were submitted by the good people of Boca Raton, Florida. We bought the show over there.
Love it.
It was good. Fine. I live in Boca. I'm from Brooklyn, but I live in Boca now.
Okay.
So. I'm with a lot of, you know, I'm Catholic, but I'm with a lot of Jewish people
I was going to say, a hub, Boca Raton.
A hub. So I have a lot of friends, you know, I talk. Yeah. I talk to everyone, you know, it's good. So maybe you have a grandmother out there or something? Have you seen everyone?
I used to, not anymore. When I was very young, but I would go out there.
You would come out to Boca.
I would. It happened like once or twice in my youth. And then my dad took me to Disney as like a 7-year-old, and I hated it. I cried the Toy Story ride. I cried a lot. I was so scared.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the one with the, did you shoot things with it? That one?
Yep.
That one, yeah, it's intense. Yeah. Well, you know what? I love the Disney, Secret Disney. Do you ever go back there?
I went back once when I was in middle school.
Okay. So if you go back.
Yeah, tell me the secret.
As before, okay. You got to find, it happens at certain intervals. Just try to ask the staff when Cinderella's sisters are going to be by the castle. They sit there, you know, when they do the interactive thing, they hang out like in a corner, like in the back of the castle, and they start roasting everyone in the crowd. It's so great.
Wow. That sounds like right up your alley.
It's right up my, I love them. I sit there and I'm like, I encourage all of it. They're improvising as well. So I thought you'd like that.
They're
actually, you know, there's so much, everything is so like, Mickey just comes out and hugs.
Yeah.
Super boring. But those sisters, you know.
They're real.
I like them. They're very spicy. Sort of, they're the miserable people having their moments.
There we go. Yeah.
It all comes back. Okay, let's read this last one. Okay, I can only think of a time I woke up hanging over a broken window with my vague memories of a sexual experience. Oh my God, hashtag, what is this? Oh, I used the hashtag, look how modern. Okay, wait, with my closest friend on the morning after we took an outrageous amount of LSD. So I think there was not trauma associated. I think they just tripped their balls off.
Yes, I'm glad we had that addendum of the LSD. I mean, there are so many elements to that tale. Hanging over the window. How did you end up there? Are you okay? My question is, when they woke up and realized what had occurred, was it like a, oh, or was it like a, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yes, exactly. Are you like, oh, that was so fun? Or were you like, ugh, you know, that was, what did I do?
We're going to have to confront this in a few hours kind of situation.
Yes. Well, I hope everything was good. And they had Plan B nearby because it doesn't seem like you'd be responsible when you do the LSD.
That's true.
Okay. All right. Well, this, you know, I almost feel like we want to keep these anonymous, but I do want to almost say, if you would like us to call you to clarify some things, that would be nice sometimes.
Yes. For the sake of our own concern.
Yes. Like in the show, it's super fun because then I say, if someone wants to answer this question, who wants to answer? And sometimes they raise their hand and they'll tell us the details and then we get even more fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I'm so excited to meet you in Chicago.
The Windy City.
The Windy City with deep dish pizza.
I'm from Brooklyn. A little colder than Boca, even though we've had some good weather recently. So hopefully it upkeeps when you get
here. Okay. Well, hopefully we'll see. We'll have so much fun. Okay. I'm so excited.
Wait.
So nice to meet you. We'll have a martini together. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Evan. I'll see you later.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Evan, for hanging out with Carmel. She really likes you, dude.
Yeah, that was great.
All right. Well, tell us where we could come find out about your show, also coming up the day after the Misfit Variety Show
in
Chicago. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, you know, anyone can follow us at Hot Clown Company on Instagram. We have a website, hotclown.com. Our tickets are on Eventbrite, Hot Clown Sex, if you put that in. I will warn anyone, if you Google Hot Clown Sex, you will find us, but there will also be porn. That is just how it goes. So, you know, be wary if you're in at work. Maybe wait till you're home to look us up on Google. But we teach classes in Chicago. We host open mics and we do shows. We also have a show called Clown Brunch, which is a brunch, immersive brunch show on Saturdays at Uncommon Ground. But follow us on Instagram. You can learn all this information.
Wow, that's so fun. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be there long enough to see all of that. I'm like, man, I want to stay in Chicago. I just come to all your stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
And you have a festival. Don't you have a film festival?
Yeah, we're producing a film festival for over the summer. Clown Film Festival, the first of its kind, we think, in the country. So we're really
cool.
Excited
I might that. Have something that would apply, but it would be next year. So fingers crossed.
We do it again.
We do it again. Hell yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Evan.
Yeah. Thanks, Lauren. I can't wait to see you and do the show. It's going to be a blast.
Hell yeah. Super fun. Well, there you have it. You can follow the podcast on my page at Lauren Logie. Updates and inside info on my email list, LaurenLogie.com. Thank you to Annie McCutcheon for editing, Edward Silla at Radio Misfits Podcast Network, and Maddie McLennan for making the podcast art. Thanks to our listeners for bringing us back for another season. We'll see you soon.
The proceeding was a presentation of the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Find our other great shows on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at RadioMisfits.com. Thank you.